And so he wasn't going to resign, but he didn't want the job anymore. So I ran against him and defeated him in the election. And I served one term as Justice of the Peace. And then things were really bad in the middle of the Depression in 33, 34. So when my term was up, I didn't run for re-election. And I went back to Mexico then, and that's when I went to work for the oil companies. I had a letter from a friend of mine that was working for the oil companies down there. They told me that if I wanted a job, that he could get me a job for $400 a month. And I went down there, and instead of $400, I got $450. And jobs here at that time were $30 a week. This was WPA employment was $18 a week. And a lot of people were working for that. So I stayed in Mexico for 7 years.
From 1930?
From 33 through 38.
Where
all over. From Tampico, I went to Yucatan again. I was on the Isthmus of Tehuantepec and in the oil fields down there in Mexico City. And I traveled quite a bit. I went to Acapulco. I made several business trips through northern Mexico and the west coast.
You were working for the Mexican oil?
No, I was working for the Aguila Oil Company, which is a part of the Royal Dutch Shell, which is a shell here in the States. I was making $1,200 when the expropriation came along. I was going pretty good by then. If we'd lasted another 5 years in Mexico, I'd have made a lot of money. Because I was making $1,200 when the expropriation came off. And of course, when they liquidated me, they had to liquidate me at my present salary. And, ¿no quieres llevarte el niño? I stayed on the company payroll here in Brownsville, receiving. Did you talk? You want me to face that? I stayed on the company payroll here in Brownsville, receiving correspondence and articles that they would ship up here, and I would reroute them to New York or wherever they were, Houston, wherever they were supposed to go. And the reason I had that job was, I had a very good standing with the Mexican customs, and they would ship it to me in the name of another person in Mexico, in Matamoros, and I'd go over and pick it up and bring it back over here. And that was in 39 and 40, just before the war.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Pearl Harbor, in about February of 41, they discontinued that service, and so I was out of a job then. And I didn't make $1,200 here. I made five here when I was in Brownsville. But it lasted a little over 2 years. In the spring of June of 38 or July of 38 till February of 41. About 2.5 years. And then the war broke out, and so I worked for the customs a short while, and then I went back to ranching because it was a lot of work during the war. Cotton had gone sky high, and I cleared a lot of the land that was mine and still ranched land that I could rent with the cattle, and I made a lot of money clearing land.
Mm-hmm.
It was a man by the name of